Cambodian Prince Ranadom Ranariddh, president of the Royalist Funsinpec Party, says the party fully backs China for rejecting the arbitration from an international tribunal over the South China Sea disputes.
We don't support the Philippines who unilaterally initiated the arbitration. We support the Chinese government position.
Dongku Perensik, chairman of Turkey's Patriotic Party, says China has no obligation to obey the decisions of the international tribunal.
The Hague Tribunal has no right of jurisdiction in the South China Sea issue. It is not right that the Philippines initiated the South China Sea issue by a single side. It probably wants other international sides to involve in the issue.
Eva Slaki, a Central Committee member of Fatah, formerly known as Palestinian National Liberation Movement, expressed his support for China's stance on the South China Sea issue.
The international arbitration will not be able to resolve the South China Sea issue because the Philippines has been pushing hard for the compulsory arbitration in an attempt to deny China's sovereignty in the South China Sea. This is unacceptable to Fatah.
Other countries have also announced they supported China on the South China Sea issue. Angola's government announced its support to peacefully dealing with the issue through negotiations. Liberia's government said it respected the Chinese government's position on how to deal with the dispute. Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea, Peter O'Neill, said his country respects China's position on the South China Sea issue and supports consultations between the parties directly concerned. For CRI, this is Liu Yuanhui.